Track 11. The gorgeous private gardens you can tour for charity. Marvel at some of the loveliest gardens in Norfolk as gardeners across the county invite you in this month and make money for good causes too.
From cute cottage gardens to extravagantly tended and topiaried acres, everything is coming up roses. Oh, and peonies and poppies, and sweet peas, lupins and delphiniums. And it is no wonder June is a favourite open garden month in villages across the county. At Ringstead, near Hunstanton, villagers have been opening their gardens to raise money for the village church for almost 50 years. And the lovely summer day out attracts locals and visitors to tour gorgeous gardens overflowing with flowers. There are also ravishing beds and borders, manicured lawns, pretty paths, vegetable plots bursting with produce and woodland glades. This year's event, on the 18th of June, includes a record number of gardeners, and gardeners throughout the village have been busy preparing their plots for the big day. Bridget Crowcroft first opened her garden 30 years ago in 1993, and now in her 80s she will be sharing the fruits and seeds of her labours again with a stall packed with plants she has grown from seeds and cuttings, as well as a chance to see her garden, including fabulous herbaceous borders. Homemade lunches and teas will be served in the village hall car park, or inside if wet, with live music and stalls, and there will also be the chance to play petanque, take the courtyard garden guided walk and wander through the Ringstead Downs woodland garden. A flower festival at St Andrew's Church with the theme musicals runs from the 17th to the 19th of June between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m.
The Wivedon Wander is a chance to enjoy wonderful gardens in the coastal village near Blakeney and help raise funds for the Wivedon Church Restoration Fund. The 12 open gardens include gorgeous cottage plots brimming over with blossom and blooms, riverside wanders, and a large formal garden planted by renowned Norfolk designer George Carter. There will also be plant stalls, teas, and a Pimm's tent. Wivedon Wander is on Saturday the 10th of June from 10:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Tickets are £5, available on the day from the Village Green.
Two impressive Norfolk gardens will be open in aid of St John Ambulance this month. Visit Bisthorpe Hall near Attleborough on the 11th of June from 12 to 5 p.m. Gardens surround the 16th century hall and include modern water features, clipped yews, spectacular trees, and large mixed borders brimming with shrubs, herbaceous flowers and roses. Admission is £5 and children go free, and homemade refreshments and guide dogs only. Severals Grange in Wood Norton near Fakenham will be opened on 25th of June from 12 to 5 p.m. The garden was once a nursery, specialising in unusual grasses and foliage, and has been developed from bare fields over 3 decades. See a huge variety of plants in formal and informal settings, including grasses, alpines and perennials, and mature shrubs. There's lots of colour, plus ponds and new borders. Admission is £5, children go free, there's homemade refreshments and dogs on leads, please.
Three gardens will be open on the 11th of June. Norfolk Hospice is opening its peaceful garden for the NGS for the first time. The 2-acre site was created by volunteers as a sanctuary for residents, staff and visitors. It includes beds and borders, a pond, wildlife area and vegetable patch. The Norfolk Hospice Tapping House, Hillingdon, near King's Lynn, open from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. £4, children go free, refreshments and plants for sale. Elsing Hall Garden and Park, near Dereham. See its collection of old roses, walled garden, formal garden and viewing mound, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. £8, children go free, and homemade teas. The 3-acre High House Gardens in Shipdham, including colour-themed herbaceous borders, box-edged rose and shrub borders, and a large vegetable garden. Open 12 to 5pm, £5, children go free, homemade teas.
Four gardens to mention opening on the 18th of June. The Bishop of Norwich's spectacular gardens will be open for the NGS charities from 1 to 4:30pm. It's £5 admission, children go free, and there are homemade teas and a plant stall. The romantic rose-filled gardens at Manor House Farm in Wellingham, near Fakenham, is open from 11am to 5pm. £6.50 admission, and children go free, and there's homemade teas. Five gardens at Wells next to the sea, two of them new to the NGS, will be open from 11am to 5pm. Combined admission £6, children go free, and homemade teas in Old Rectory Garden. And a colour-themed herbaceous and mixed borders, a wildlife pond and a kitchen and fruit garden are on show at the White House, Ridlington, near North Walsham, from 11am to 4pm. £5 admission, children go free, and you can expect homemade teas. And the herbaceous borders at Highview House in Roughton hold more than 120 varieties of salvia. Open the 25th of June from 12 to 4pm, £6 admission, children admitted free, and homemade teas.
See colourful mixed planting, a meadow, pond and exotic plants in a greenhouse when two nearby gardens on Norwich Road, Stoke Holy Cross, near Norwich, open on Saturday the 24th of June from 11am to 5pm, £6, homemade teas.